League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This morning, talk to Jerry Joe Ingram, National Land Realty. What's up, brother?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Oh, man, Jerry, we can't beat this. It's great.
How's everything at the beach, Jerry Joe?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's laid up on the beach.
I know, Rob.
I mean,
well,
what is
the sad
up?
Part is today I got to come home. That's the sad part.
Oh.
Now, where are you at? What beach?
I'm down at Fort Walton.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Don't tell him.
All right.
Don't tell him. How's the eye candy down there?
Never been to the beach in October. I would strongly suggest it.
It's
a nice time of year to come.
Have you been in the water?
Yeah, it's the Gulf. It takes a little coercing to get your body into it, but once you get in there and start swimming, it feels great.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Is it clear and clean? It should be.
No jellyfish, seaweed.
I've never seen the Gulf this color. You would have taken me down and put me on the beach and said, "Are you on? You know, where are you at?" I would have said somewhere in the Caribbean, the
private island.
It has a different color this time of year.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's just gorgeous down there. You hadn't done any fishing, have you?
No fishing, but just sightseeing, and you can actually drive around in a car down here this time of year, not be followed
nice.
Up in traffic all the time. So it's kind of fun just to ride around and sightsee and all that as well.
Where you been eating at, Jerry?
There you go. That was the next question, Rob.
Man, all over. I've tried a bunch of them down here, but always good seafood, good time. I've had some really good oysters. Good time of year to get oysters and all that. So seafood has been superb for sure.
Well, have you done any dancing? You're at the beach. I presume you're with a lady friend. Have you done any dancing, any juking?
No comment.
Oh, it sounds like you did it last night, shaking a leg.
That's a good deal, man. You had fun, but I'm going to tell you what.
This white boy doesn't dance too good. So.
You missed it Thursday night, Jerry Joe. You missed it Thursday night.
What did I miss?
The QDMA, Black Belt Branch Banquet, man.
I know. When I saw when you posted that date, I knew I had a conflict.
That's right. But you did support it, and we appreciate that. Hey, you were there in thought, and we appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Well, and I understand. I've talked to several people that gave me some really good feedback. They said, it was really, really good. And, we have so many other conservation groups. Of course, you have, the wild turkey. You have Ducks Unlimited. But I think if hunters, the people that hunt around here wanted to get the biggest bang for their buck, I mean, QDMA would be a good one to support because, we're mainly a deer hunting area in our area that we hunt. I mean, we do duck and turkey hunt too, but I think that would be definitely, and I know it's for you starting it up the first year, I know it's a little bit of a challenge and all that to get people to get it on their calendar. I mean, the turkey hunting, the duck hunting banquets, I've got those on my calendar, but yours I don't really have on my calendar yet. But it is now.
It's going to be there. I tell you what, there was another banquet in Prattville, Ducks Unlimited. It was a bang-up success. Chip Cleveland up there did a fantastic job. Those guys had a big party up there. We were down here in the Shriners Temple. Next year, me and Chip are going to get together and not have it on the same day, and we won't make that mistake again. But anyways, both events were huge, were successful. And, both organizations have their pluses, and that's for sure. And I always try to encourage people. We're limited to what we can support and how much we can support. But just try to help out as much as you can.
And the same night, too, in Selma, they had the wild game cook-off in Selma, which draws a lot of people from the Black Belt to that, and they had it. Some of our group was there. We had already committed to that, and they were and it's a great venue. They have it downtown Selma on Water Avenue, right in front of the St. James Hotel. They block off that whole section of the street. And it's a nice event. And all the wild game cook-offs are a lot of fun to go to as well.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a big success. I saw the pictures from that. Those folks at AWF do a great job. Great organization also. Very good organization. Do a lot as far as for our state. The Alabama Wildlife Federation does a great job. And it looks like they had good attendance in Selma and just a great event. You know, they do one here up there to Robert Trent Jones every year. And I think it's usually around August or September. I mean, we went to the Catfish Rodeo that the AWF put on, the youth rodeo.
Yeah, we did.
That was a blast. But QDMA, you know, we try to keep a lot of money around the community. And we Walter Craig helped us out tremendously. It's amazing how many people come out and how many businesses support these nonprofits. And there's some businesses, they don't want any recognition whatsoever. And I wish I could recognize them, but they said, please don't. But it's very important. I appreciate those folks doing it. And it was a good turnout. We had a lot of fun. For our first event, it was phenomenal.
Yes, it was. I had a good time. I ate good. Eastside Grill was there with the ribs.
Ooh,
Jerry,
yeah.
You missed all that. Baked beans.
Man, I love a rib. That was hard. That's one of my favorites.
Hey, from what it looked like, Jerry Joe, there was a lot of people that loved a rib that night.
Did y'all take many rib plates home, Steve?
No.
I didn't get one to go.
No, you
should
didn't.
Have.
No, that would have cost you extra, Rob.
Extra?
Yeah.
Probably should have gotten it
then,
anyway.
Jerry Joe. He tightened up then.
I tell you, this drought thing is serious, though. I'm seeing a lot of, a lot of ponds really, getting low. I mean, some of them dangerously low.
Record
I mean,
low.
And like you said, no rain in sight. Got to rain one day, but it needs to. And probably once it comes, we'll usually once the rain starts in the fall and winter, we start getting in those patterns where we start getting them once a week, and it may be hard for it to dry out, once we start getting them probably, but I'm ready for it.
Man, I'm telling you, if you were to wake up from a long sleep and you look outside and you look at the grass, you would think we're in the middle of February, the way that everything's just, not dormant, it's dead. There's no grass, hay fields, they just burn up, cow pastures. It's just amazing to me that there's absolutely no grass in these pastures for these livestock
Rob, I
to graze
imagine
on.
You're feeding hay probably right.
Feeding
hay.
Or
getting ready to right now.
I mean, I can't even go, they just scream. They just sit out there and scream and scream and scream like babies looking for milk, You can't even get a good night's rest anymore.
They're saying, Rob, feed me. Rob, feed me.
Yeah.
Oh, it was killing him. I mean, he was holding on to that wallet. He called me during the week, said, "Oh my God, I got to be feeding hay and pellets. Oh my God, it's terrible."
Too early.
But I tell you what, old Clint appreciates it.
Yeah, Clint does.
Clint Ellis over at Farmers Feed.
He was there.
That's what happens. Hey, that's what happens when you have a business partner that has four stomachs and one brain.
Yeah. I've never heard that, but I like that, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate
that.
Yeah,
old Clint Ellis was at the. At the event Thursday night at Farmers Feed, the new owner of Farmers Feed, and the old owner was there also, Dale Wilson. And it was good to see both those boys. And Clint said, "I'm just selling the food out of seed." And I was thinking to myself, this drought's going to help you, boy. This drought's going to help you a lot because there's going to be a lot of people, Jerry Joe, redoing their fields.
There will be.
Yeah, I tell you what, this early duck season, I would imagine, if you got water, you'll have ducks too.
You are dead on. I talked about that this week with a guy who has a duck lease, and his swamp is dry as can be, but he's got two big lakes right there. And I said, dude, you don't understand. You got water. There's a lot of folks that have a duck lease that don't have any water. And I said, if you got water, you can get ducks.
Yeah. Well, this is right here. I didn't realize duck season was amongst us.
Well, it's not. I believe it comes in. I don't have my books with me this morning, but I believe the date's November 25th. It comes in for like 2 days, and then it waits till December. I'm not sure. Don't go to Outdoor Alabama just to make sure.
No, just go by what Steve just told
everybody.
Yeah,
go by, and y'all tell Vance that.
Go hunting.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you something. The one thing about the QDMA banquet, the conservation department came out in force.
Oh, my gosh.
They came out. We had Kurt and Vance.
And Keith Mann.
But I don't know what's going on with the conservation department, Jerry Joe. It's something about shaving their heads. I mean, they all look like Butterbean. Did you notice that, Rob?
But, well, no, I really didn't. But they're all bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Well, looks like. I mean,
I think they shave their whole body. I don't think it just starts with their head. I think they just go ahead and do the whole thing. And I think Kurt got that going.
Yeah. I think they're trying to scare the perpetrators.
Is that what it is? They're trying to get a scare? Maybe it's Halloween.
Yeah. Maybe
Halloween weekend. Maybe that's what they're getting ready for. And then Kurt had camera on his chest.
I hadn't seen Chuck Sykes save his yet. So,
well, I mean, I think he needs to, just to show that he's a part of the department. I think they all need to shave their heads.
Chuck's like that. He likes that beautiful feathered look he's got.
He does.
He likes to keep it.
Chuck, I bet he was a disco man back in his days.
I think he used to use a little grease or greasing formula or a little dew.
Yeah, you know, he's
listen. He's from Choctaw County. I don't know if they ever had disco in Choctaw County.
I don't know. They like that old-time country music, though, over there.
Do you? You know, I knew Chuck before he became Director Sykes, and I still call him Chuck. Should we start calling him Director Sykes?
I think so.
I like
to
Chuck
be appropriate.
Better. Really?
Yeah, Director.
Why?
Like the Commissioner, the
when
Director,
did you start that?
The President, the
when
Judge.
When did you start being appropriate?
This morning.
All right. All right. There you go. All right. We're going to be appropriate, Jerry Joe.
We'll have to start abiding by the Rob Newman School of Etiquette then.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's a long, deep book,
that's
so
right.
You need to interpret it.
He's dressed for success this morning.
Yeah, boy. I wish I had my bathing suit on and my Speedo. I was down there on the Gulf with Jerry.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm not wearing a Speedo, I can assure you that.
Well, Jerry Joe, tell us what's going on in the real estate business.
Well, you know, I wanted to mention one thing. You know, of course, I know we're all sick of this stuff on these elections and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing to keep in mind after these elections occur, it's pretty much a given. Interest rates are going to go up. I mean, it's, you know, everybody I've talked to, we've all wondered when they were going to go up, but it's pretty much, you know, a done deal. They are going to start going up. And if anybody's ever been on the fence about buying property, I mean, really, right now the interest rates are so good. They go up a little bit. It does really affect your monthly payments a lot, you know. And I would suggest anybody that's been on the fence, that's been looking, go ahead and take another look right now while these interest rates are low, because it is a really good time to take advantage of that before they go up.
Oh, no doubt about it, Jerry. I mean, while the interest rates are still low, I mean, obviously the leaves and everything's kind of falling off. You can see the property better. Now's a great time to look at the property. You kind of see what you got. It's hard to tell what you're looking at in June and July, but, you know, now's a great time to really get out, you know. If you're afraid of snakes like Steve is, you know, be sure and stop by somewhere and get you some snake boots and check the property out. Or just let Jerry walk in front of you and you walk behind him.
Well, they saw they always get the second guy.
Yeah.
The second guy.
That's why, right. I try to be the third or the fourth.
Oh, yeah.
But it is a good time, you know. I mean, you know, owning your own piece of land, you know, starting to build some equity, you know, that's always a very good asset. You can... It's one that'll never go away on you. It'll always be there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That made me think, Rob. You made me think right then. I'm going to give you a tip. If you go out and you're looking at land and you're walking down an old logging road or old path, always get you a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And with that stick, you wave it in front of you because you get spider webs.
Oh, I
how many times have you run into spider webs?
I'm so tall, Steve. I go beyond. I'm over them.
Well, so they hit me in the
they
face.
They hit you
right in the face,
in the eyeball.
And okay. Especially those banana spider webs.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you're right.
They are terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry Joe, give everybody your website and your phone number.
Yeah, website is nationalland.com, and phone number is 334-300-4273. And you know, give us a call and let one of our agents, you know, help either you have a property for sale. We've actually sold a lot of our properties lately. We need some new listings as well. If somebody's thinking about selling or buying, please give us a call and we'll put one of our agents to work for you.
Heck yeah. We're going to do it, Jerry
Joe. Absolutely, Jerry
Joe.
Thanks for calling this morning and have a safe trip back.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to sit here and listen to the rest of the show, guys. Y'all keep it classy.
That's right. Thank you so much. Listening
Thank
on iHeartRadio, Rob.
That's right.
Man, that's an amazing thing. We're worldwide.
It's
How
a
many
good
people
feeling.
You think listening to us out there worldwide, out of the state of Alabama? Millions?
18,000.
18,000. That's what the machine says over there. If y'all want to be a part of the show, you can call us 240-9230 outside the Montgomery area, 1-800-239-9544. Cast and Blast Outdoors right here on Sports Radio 740 and the Power Pig 101.1.
Amidst grips, barrels, and stocks, entrenched within pins, bolts, and hammers, are stories of personal security, exercising a right, or just the joy of the hunt. For the peacemakers, the caretakers, the huntsman, or the hero, firearms, ammunition, and accessories to assist you in living your American dream are available at Capital Pawn Shop.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here at the Montgomery Marina on that beautiful Alabama River, overlooking downtown and plenty of...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.